This is HPR episode 2415 entitled Bullet Journal Talk Mode. It is hosted by Brian in Ohio and is about 15 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is my journey from analog to digital.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. Brian in Ohio here. I wanted to say hi to everybody in the Hacker Public Radio land. And I had a goal to do 3 or 4 episodes this year. And seeing that I've done exactly 0, I thought it was time to push record, as Mr. X would say, and get at least 1 episode out. So the inspiration for today's show was that I heard Sean Shannon, I hope I said his last name correctly, on episode 2299 doing a What's in My Bag episode. And in it, he briefly mentions using a bullet journal. And then I think I heard Ken Fallon wondering about bullet journals on the community news for the month with that episode. So I thought a show was in order explaining how I went from using bullet journals to using Emacs org mode. But I thought also, I think before I get going too deep into this, I want to let you know that A, I'm not an expert in any of the following topics: bullet journals, getting things done, org mode, and especially Emacs. I'm just somebody who's tried these tools, climbed the learning curve, and have some observations to make through that process. So first, what's a bullet journal? Bullet journal was created by a man named Ryder Carroll. He calls it an analog system for the digital age. And I found out about it listening to the Pen Addict podcast. I think Dave Morris mentioned that one. It's episode number 70. And that was my introduction to the bullet journal. And so what it is, bullet journal is a method of laying out a notebook and using it to organize and process ideas and tasks. Now, I'm not going to try to explain exactly how it's set up. There's an excellent tutorial video at bulletjournal.com. You can use any notebook. You divide it up into index pages, a future log, monthly log, day log, and there's a visual index tagging, indexing and tagging system to help you organize stuff. It's extremely customizable. And so how I used it, when I started bullet journaling, I used it for 2.5 years, and initially I just set it up completely stock the way Ryder explains it in his video. But later on I did some changes. I put the index at the back of the bullet journal. That seemed to help me out. And I would do some different setup initially as far as how the months were done. I basically would set up a whole year all in one sitting and put those pages into the book, as opposed to waiting till the next month to do it. I used the bullet journal as a daily planner, an idea storing device, and a device to help me make short-term and long-term goals. The strengths of the bullet journal: it's customizable, but it's within a framework. It gives you a method to get organized that you can tailor to your needs. It's pretty easy, actually, to find info in the bullet journal itself, but only if you're disciplined about using it. If you come up with a really structured method of putting stuff into it, indexing it, you can find stuff like, when was the last time my car had a tire change or what event at work happened the last time, whatever that might be, a training event or something. But it does take discipline to do it. Another strength of the bullet journal is that it's battery free. It powers right up, it's always there. Some of the shortcomings, though, you do need to be disciplined. Using a bullet journal, especially initially, can be tedious. Sometimes you're entering items in multiple places, the monthly, daily, and index sections. It takes time to set up, to figure out exactly what you're going to do. It takes time, especially as you customize it or thinking about it. As changes are made in it and you go off on your own trail of bullet journaling, it takes some time and some thought, and you need to be disciplined to get the most out of it. It sounds like Sean's use case that he mentioned in his podcast as a sort of project idea book sounds pretty cool, and it might actually be a really good use case for the bullet journal. Sticking to a place to capture ideas and projects. I kind of like that. Another shortcoming of the bullet journal is that it's hard to edit. This may be a strength for some people, but for me, using it as a daily planner, it was a little daunting to use because I hate crossing stuff out, and erasing is no good, and changing stuff is just tough. Sometimes you come up with an idea, and you have to leave space ahead of time, or be willing to index some kind of project idea through multiple pages. And that was something I never really liked about the system. And then the monthly blog portion of the bullet journal, which if you ever try it, you'll know what I'm talking about. It was always a mystery to me what its use was, how to use it, how to get the most out of it. Another shortcoming of the bullet journal is if you lose your bullet journal, lost it. And there's really no easy way to back up paper and pencil writing. Although I did notice at my local library they have a scanning station to scan books. And so you could maybe do it that way, but still you'll end up with PDFs and OCR or whatever they call it, where you try to get text out of PDFs. Anyway, it would be not impossible, but would definitely have take some work to back it up in any kind of form. So this led me to what I use now, which is org mode. So you'll ask yourself, what is org mode? And org mode was created by a man named Karsten Dominik, and it is an editing and organizing mode for notes, planning, and authoring in the free software text editor Emacs. And so, how did I find out about it? I'll try to keep a long story short, but I do a little bit of a hobby programming using microcontrollers in C. I do my development at the command line in a Linux terminal. And I've always tried to work out a way to have sort of an IDE, a command line IDE, where I'd have all my tools, my editor, my bash shell to do the actual compiling and then uploading to the microcontroller, and maybe a place to have some documentation open. And I'd sort of been playing around and using Vim and a bash shell as a sort of a minimal IDE. I was using on a laptop that didn't have X installed. This was certainly just for fun. I do not make my bread and butter using these kind of tools. This is completely for fun and for just the challenge of doing it. But as always, when you've got a hobby and you're trying things, I wanted to try something new, and of course, I'd heard about Emacs, and I'd even tried it a couple of times. I'd opened it up. It's part of Slackware, if you install the complete Slackware packages. And I didn't like it. I couldn't figure it out. I didn't understand it. I didn't want to take the time to try to figure it out. But while searching through some HPR episodes, I ran across Klaatu, who is has a lot of awesome episodes about a lot of different subjects. But he's got three episodes, episode 852, 856, and 861, about getting into Emacs. And those episodes got me through the initial process of starting and using and some of the basic ideas, the fundamental ideas of Emacs, which that without those I would have never even gone this route. So after playing around with Emacs and trying it out, of course the next step, like everybody does, is you start searching around, and a great knowledge place is YouTube. And all of a sudden, while looking through Emacs stuff, I kept hearing this thing called org mode. And especially I found a website by a man named Rainer Koenig. He's I think he lives in North Carolina. And he has a series of videos, really well done, screencasts, I think he calls them, about getting yourself organized with org mode, which I started watching. And it's like, wow, this is exactly what I wanted, a way to organize my life, like I've been using the bullet journal, but in using Emacs and a new challenge. So I switched in October 2016 to using org mode instead of a bullet journal. And so how do I use it? At its heart, org mode is just an outliner. So I use org mode to set up daily to-do tasks, organize projects, and jot down notes. And org mode has a subsystem called Agenda View. It can generate daily planner views from your org mode files. And I will admit that I initially tried to mimic the bullet journal in org mode, but after playing with that for a while and being frustrated, I found it was a better approach is to use the strengths of org mode, rely on those, as opposed to trying to import the strengths of bullet journal, which are, as you could imagine, quite different. So what are the strengths of org mode, you might ask? First off, org mode is, it's easily editable, it's searchable and customizable. You can take projects and you can break down you can break down a project into as fine a detail as you want, and that detail level can expand or contract as necessary. But the real power of org mode comes out when you start using it to capture ideas and tasks and information. And you can capture these events via a thing called capture templates that you can create. And then this new data that you capture is then saved in the appropriate org files, and then later on can show up in your agenda view as to-do items or whatever. However you want to set up your agenda view. It's very customizable. Another strength of org mode is that it's really easy to back up, but everything is text, it's just simple text, and it's future-proof. It's not some proprietary data. It's not a physical object in the sense of like a notebook where you could just lose the one thing. You can make multiple copies of these small text files that are a tremendous amount of information within them. And another great strength of org mode is that there are a lot of really good tutorials online, either at YouTube or just at people's blogs. It's something people have been using, and it's I'm coming late to the game, but I guess it used to not be part of Emacs, but now it's, as of I think Emacs 25, it's now just, it's part of Emacs when you install Emacs. Shortcomings, as you might expect, there are some shortcomings. First, you do need to know a little about Emacs, using the Emacs editor, and that can feel a little bit overwhelming to try, but if you're even thinking about it, try those HPR episodes first, and just start playing with Emacs itself, and then work your way into using org mode. Emacs is a new tool, and it will require you to use your brain, and that can be a shortcoming. And without going into too much detail, I'll just say a shortcoming is Emacs key bindings. So what's next? I've been using org mode now for a year as an organizer planner, as a replacement to my bullet journal. And my biggest frustration is portability. A laptop is a great device, but it's not nearly as portable as a notebook. So I've been trying different ways to use org mode in a portable solution. Now, there is an app for Android and iOS called Mobile Org. I used it in Android. I don't know, I can't attest to anything about iOS and never will. And but for the Android app, it left me wanting it. I did not like it. I did not understand the whole push-pull concept. The documentation is not that good. This led me to trying a couple of different solutions with different devices that are portable, that aren't laptops. And has led me to what I think is a great solution, and that will be a subject of another HPR episode, hopefully done before the end of the year, because I need to do two more because I have a goal of three. So thanks for listening. If you have any ideas about bullet journals or org modes or how you use them, or what's your ideas on how to use them better. Please re record another episode for HPR. I think it'd be very interesting to listen to. I'll put links in the show notes for the different things that I think are appropriate. And other than that, thanks for listening. This is Brian in Ohio signing off.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.